So I want to start beginning with the first scripture that mentions the word altar. So I want you to turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 8, and we're gonna go to verse 20, and we're probably gonna go through 21 or 22. But anyway, when you're there, let me know. Genesis 20. Again, it's not a word that you hear often, of course, because it's really in the Old Testament, or over 400 times the word altar is in the Bible. So in Genesis 20, we're going to start here, and this is about Noah. And if you know, there was a huge flood on this earth, amen. And as every so often, the Lord would have Noah look out the window, send the dove out, and to see, if there was dry land yet. And months have passed, amen. So in this particular instance, God had told Noah, you know what? The land is dry. Now open the door, open the ark door, and you can come out and bring all the living things out as well, right? And when the Lord told Noah, bring out your family. Now you can bring out your family because his family was the only family saved. You see, everybody was mocking Noah. I said, what are you building this ark for? What are you doing? I say, hey, listen, the door's open, come in. And they were like, no, we're not going in. A flood's gonna happen here. Are you kidding me? They didn't believe Noah. They didn't believe the Lord. But when finally they got the waters receded, they got to dry ground. The Lord told Noah, now you can open the door, let the animals out, and bring your family out. And this is what Noah did. Amen. In Genesis 20, 8:20, it says, then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. So, what is an altar? An altar is a place where you meet God. Noah built an altar because it was a place where he met God and where he encountered God. And the reason why he built an altar was to give thanks to God for saving his family. Because the flood truly did happen and it destroyed the earth. Amen. I mean, it covered the earth with water. There was no living thing except inside the ark. So Noah built an altar. He was so grateful to God. Amen. And he says, thank you, Lord. In his heart, he says, thank you, Lord. You saved my family. You saved my family. And the reason why, we all know the reason why God placed the animals there, because the animals needed to get on dry ground and begin to reproduce again. And not that they maybe didn't in the altar, but living things needed to reproduce again. His family had to reproduce again. Amen. So here we have an altar that was built by fire. Amen. And Noah, it says here that he chose clean birds, meaning a perfect offering. An offering without blemish. It was just perfect. And it was so good that the word of God says in 21 that it was a sweet smelling aroma, that it was well pleasing to the Lord. because it was an altar built from the heart of Noah, a heart coming from love, a heart coming from gratitude, a heart coming from trusting in God, that, Lord, what you told me, what you promised me, has come to pass. You saved my family. You made a promise that if I built this ark, you're going to save me and my family, and you did. So this is why Noah built the altar. Amen. So there is power in an altar built to God, because there is where you encounter God. And we know when we encounter God, there is freedom. When we encounter God, there is the fire of the Lord. When we encounter God, miracles happen. Amen. When we encounter God, peace surpasses all things. When we encounter God, the joy of the Lord becomes unspeakable in your life. Amen. So God had told Noah, build me an altar. And with gladness, Noah built an altar unto the Lord and gave the best animals that he had and made an offering. And the fire of the Lord was there. Hallelujah. And he built it on to the Lord with thanksgiving to God, because he was so grateful to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We see here in the Old Testament, you have others. You got Saul, the first king of Israel, built an altar. You got Moses built altars. Amen. You got Jacob that built altars. You got Isaac that built altars. Amen. And now we're going to turn to Genesis, I believe, is 12. And we're going to go to verse 7. Just want to show you. It's throughout the Bible. You can go to your concordance and put in the word altar, and you will see how many times that word is in the Bible. In Genesis 12. Chapter 12, 7, 8. Again, God had a relationship with Abraham. Remember, he didn't change his name until later on, but God had a relationship with Abraham. And then in 7, it says, then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, to your descendants I will give this land. And there, Abraham built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. And he moved from there to the mountain east of Bethel, and he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar of the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. So Abraham journeyed, going on still toward the south. So, you know, we know that God called Abraham to go to different places. Sometimes Abraham obeyed. Sometimes he lied about his wife, Sarah. Amen. But the point is that here we see that Abraham built an altar to the Lord, because in that altar, there is a promise of God. There is a pact that is present at the altar of God. There's a promise. There's a covenant. There's a pact. And Abraham and the Lord made a promise with Abraham and says, you see this? Your descendants, they will be blessed. And you see this land? Let's go to 15:18. Because the Lord continues on. I mean, we know the blessings of Abraham touch us today. Hallelujah. In Genesis 15, 20, the Lord says here in 18, on that same day, the Lord made another covenant with Abraham, saying, to your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river of Euphrates, the Canaanites, the Chesanites, the Catmonites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Rephaim, the Amorites, the Canaanites, Girgashites, the Jebusites. I mean, he gave Abraham the power to conquer all these lands. The blessing was for Abraham, and the blessings falls on us today. And because God made a pact with Abraham, you see the stars, you know, you can't even see the number of stars in the sky. You can't even count them, but that's how vast your generations will be. It will go on and on and on. The promises are for you, Abraham, and all the generations to come. I'm going to bless you and all your generations to come. Amen. And I'm going to give you this land, and I'm going to give you this land, and I'm going to give you this land. Amen. And God surely blessed Abraham. And because of the pact that the Lord made with Abraham, Abraham built another altar. And he built a couple of them in different places. But because he was grateful to God. And he would say, God, I don't know where you're sending me, but you want me to go here? I'm going to go there. Amen. I'm trusting you. God, you made a promise to me. I don't know where I'm headed, but I'm trusting you that you're going to, that I'm going to get to the right place where you want me to be. I'm going to trust your word. I'm going to follow your promise. God, you're making a covenant with me. I'm going to believe in it, and I'm going to remain in it. Amen? So the altar to God is a beautiful place to build. Amen? And if we know from the Old Testament, when people built altars, they built it with fire, and they built it on a stony ground. You got to have stones around and rocks around this altar. It could remain. And it's the fire of the Lord, because we know that the Lord is a consuming fire. It's the fire of the Holy Spirit that comes from heaven and ignites those altars. Amen. And we know from the Old Testament that even the altars that, remember the altars that they were made of Baal? Remember? That fire didn't last long. Why? Because it wasn't from God. But the fire, the consuming fire of the Lord, will continue to ignite and never goes out. Amen. The Holy Spirit, fire of the Lord never goes out. Never goes out. Amen. So having an altar is so important to us, because in the altar to God, there is God. There's God's presence. There is worship. There is the fire of the Lord. There is change. There is transformation. There are promises that God has made you. And when you make an altar to God, you're saying to God, God, I don't understand maybe what this promise is all about, but God, I trust you, and I am grateful, and I trust your word, and I know your word doesn't return empty to me. So God, I am making this altar unto you. Amen. And we may not be able to make physical altars here in our homes, but the altar is in our hearts today. Amen. The altar of God should be in your heart. So God in his beautiful redemption story, amen, God sent his son. And he was the one that was sacrificed. His beloved son, his only begotten son, was sacrificed at the cross today. So today we can actually make an altar in our hearts today. And we should be doing that every day. And just thank God, God, I am so grateful for the life I have today. I am so grateful, God, for the promise that you made, that today I am saved, delivered, healed, and restored because of your son, Jesus, what he did on the cross for me. And not only am I saved, but so is my family, because it's a promise from you that as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So amen. I want you to go to Psalm 118:22. I wanna show you the foundation of the altar here. So it's the book of Psalm chapter 118, verse 22, and it says, "The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone."
Jesus.
Amen. It's Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. We speak Jesus. Jesus is our stone. It is our foundation of the altar of our hearts. Mm-hmm. Our altar is founded on the rock, on the chief cornerstone, on Jesus, on solid ground. Jesus is our solid ground. His word is solid ground for us. His word became flesh. His word is Jesus. Amen. Because his word became flesh. He's the ground that we stand on. Amen. He's the ground that we worship. Hallelujah. We worship God. We don't worship man. We worship God. Amen. So, you know, Jesus willingly went to the cross, sacrifice for us today so that we can live and live in abundance, live an abundant life. Amen. Because we know that the enemy has come to kill, destroy, and steal our everything, our dreams, our goals, our joy, our salvation. He wants to steal everything from us. He wants to steal our families. He wants to bring disagreements. He wants to bring division, not just in our families, but even in our church, he's bringing division. Amen. So we got to have altars of our hearts, and we got to get close to God, because in the presence of God, there is joy, there is peace, there's agreement, there is unity. Amen. There is the power of love. Amen. There is the power of the altar of God in our hearts. Amen. So if Jesus sacrificed himself, amen, to the cross, what are you bringing? What sacrifice are you bringing to the Lord today? So Jesus already, he is the sacrifice. He is the ultimate and supreme sacrifice that willingly went to the cross for us. He died for us. Amen. What are you bringing as a sacrifice unto the Lord? What altars are you building to God today? So I'm asking you, what are the altars that you're bringing to God? What altars are you building to God daily? We just built an altar today here during praise and worship. We had an altar of worship. We had an altar of adoration. We had an altar of prayer. Amen. Right here in this platform, there was an altar built to God in the name of the Lord. Why? Because we love God. Because we're pleased and grateful with him, God. I mean, no other man could have done what the Lord Jesus did. He was sinless. No other one can pay the price for the world. Amen. So today we built an altar to God during praise and worship. Because we did it in worship. We did it in adoration. With thanksgiving. Amen. Are you bringing an altar, an offering to the Lord with your finances? It's a sacrifice. You see, without sacrifice, when you sacrifice something, you're telling God, God, I'm doing all this for you because of what you did for me. We need to live under a sacrifice every day. It's going to cost. It cost Jesus a lot. Trust. Cost him a lot of suffering. A lot of mocking, rejection. He went through it all. Amen. It cost him. But look at the rewards. Look at the domino effect that his power of resurrection had in our lives today. Look at the power of resurrection in our lives. The same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is the same spirit that has been afforded to us today. Amen. Because we said yes to the Son of God. Amen. So building an altar to God is gonna be sacrificial. It's gonna cost you. Amen. Yesterday, Saturday, we built an altar to God in prayer, in adoration, in worship, in thanksgiving. Do you think God was well pleased with that? Absolutely. You see, because when you bring, when you build an altar to God, the fire of the Holy Spirit is going to consume it. And that fire will never go out if it's well-pleasing to God and if it's from God. But if that fire goes out within minutes, it wasn't an altar built to God. It was built to another source. Amen. And sometimes, I hate to say it, but sometimes we make altars not to God, but to idols. And idols can be, is anything that replaces God. Let's use this for example. Our children. Sometimes we build an altar to our kids. We go with what they want to do. We go what they want to say. And then we forfeit our time with God. We forfeit our time in church. We forfeit to do something for somebody else that God has been, you know, telling you, hey, you need to do this for somebody. But yet we choose our children over God's saying. So we don't choose obedience. We choose to do the opposite. But if God is telling you to do something, you got to let everything go, let everything behind, and follow the word of the Lord and obey his word. Sometimes it doesn't make sense, but our ways are not God's ways. Our thoughts are not God's thoughts. Sometimes things don't make sense to us, but obedience is better than sacrifice. You need to obey the word of the Lord. And I guarantee you, once you obey the word of God, you're going to come back and you're going to create for yourself. You're going to build an altar to God and you're going to be so thankful to him. And you're going to adore him and you're going to worship him and say, thank you, Lord. I didn't understand it, but I see it now. I see it now. Sometimes we don't understand what God is doing in our lives. Sometimes we don't understand, God, where are you taking us? Where are you taking me? How is this going to work out? We can't picture it in our minds. We don't see the possibilities in our minds. But our job is to just obey him and trust him. This is why we have to make an altar to God, build an altar to God of prayer. Not just once a week, not just twice a week. We do prayer on Sabbath, but that's corporate prayer. You got to build your own altar to God. We have corporate service today. We have corporate prayer yesterday. But what happens Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday?
Amen.
Do we forget about God? No. We got to sacrifice. It's going to cost you. It costs the Lord Jesus. It's going to cost for you. You want to lose weight? It's going to cost you. You may not be able to eat as much. You may have to exercise. You may have to walk 1 or 2 miles. I don't know. Whatever the case may be, it's going to cost. But no pain, no gain. It's going to cost. For you to build an altar of prayer, it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you time. Amen. Maybe time that you don't want to give up. But let me tell you, the blessings of God are inside that little pact that he's trying to make with you. It's a promise. If God has promised you something, build an altar to God and be grateful and thank you. Father, I don't know how this is going to work out, but Father God, this is my altar, hallelujah, that I'm going to build around your word. I'm going to build around the rocks, amen. Around you, God, around your love. I'm going to build this altar, God, and I'm just going to be here, and I'm just going to worship you, and I'm going to be thankful, hallelujah, that you're going to bring this to pass in the name of Jesus. Amen? So, yes, it's going to cost. If somebody calls you, amen, God is tugging on your heart. You need to call this person. You know, you need to go visit this person. You need to obey the word of the Lord. It's going to cost you. Yeah, it may be raining, it may be snowing, whatever it is. It's going to cost you. You may not want to get out of bed, maybe that early in the morning, or maybe go out that late at night. But obedience is better than sacrifice. It's going to cost you. No sacrifice goes without cost. It's going to cost you something. But the rewards, church, the rewards, being in God's favorable place, the rewards that the Lord has for us for the things that we do for Him. Because when we serve the Lord, it's no longer about us. It's about God. It's about serving His people. It's not about serving ourselves. God already served us. He gave us everything that we needed. He gave us all the tools. He's fully equipped us. He gave us a brand new life. Amen. We're the light of the world, but now whatever God has deposited in you, now you got to deposit into others. Now you got to be the light for others. It's going to cost. But there's power at the altar of God. There is power inside that altar. There is power in the altar you built around your heart to God. Because there, you're gonna enjoy peace. You're going to have joy. Amen. You're going to trust God. You're going to have the confidence that you've never had before. And it's going to be 100% on God.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to have unconditional love there. You're going to feel it. You're going to feel God's unconditional love. That it doesn't matter whether you mess up today or you mess up tomorrow. It doesn't matter. You know that God's love is still there.
Yes.
You're not going to be moved because, you know, God knows. We're in this body. We're in this flesh. We're going to make mistakes. We have our struggles. God knows. God knows everything about you. But God doesn't change. God is going to continue to be the same God He's been yesterday, today, and forevermore. God doesn't change. We may change with God, but God doesn't change who we are. Doesn't change who we are. We have to make that living sacrifice. We got to be transformed. And when you go into that altar, when you build that altar to God, this is where the presence of God is. This is where His love is. This is where He speaks to you. This is where He makes the pact with you. This is where He covenants with you. Amen. This is where you, time and time again, you'll hear the Lord, "This is what I promise you." Just like the Lord spoke to Abraham. Just like the Lord spoke to Noah. Just like the Lord spoke to Isaac and Jacob and Saul. He made covenant with them. He made them a promise and they came to fruition. Amen. Because His promises don't return empty at all. They will accomplish what He said. If He said it, He's going to do it. He's going to do it. Trust me. God is God. He doesn't go back on His word. He's going to do it. If He promised you something, God is going to fulfill it. God is going to fulfill it. But what are you doing in the meantime? While that promise is coming into play, what type of altars are you building every day? Are you building altars to God, or are you building altars to other things, to other sources? What are you putting in front of God? Are you making Him first in your life? It's going to cost you to build an altar of prayer. And God says, pray without ceasing. That means pray every day. The Lord Jesus prayed 3-4 times during the day. He got up very early in the morning. He went to pray at noontime. He went to pray in the afternoon, early evening. Amen. Prayer. We got to build an altar of prayer. And that should be built every day. Every day we should be communicating with God. Every day we should be praying, lifting up our petitions to God. Hallelujah. Because every day we need prayer, church. We can't do this life without God. Every day we need to speak to God. God, help me. God, I don't know how I'm going to face today, but God, you know what my day is going to look like. I need your help. I need your assistance, Holy Spirit. I need your guidance. I need your wisdom, Holy Spirit. I need your revelation right now. Whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's at work, outside of work, within your home, whatever it is, we need God's help. You have to admit, I need God's help every day.
Amen.
24/7. I can't do this on my own. If you saw my schedule, you would be, how in the world are you doing all this? It's not me, it's God. Because I choose to build an altar to God. Because I know that on my own, I can never accomplish the things that I'm accomplishing. Never. You build an altar to God. Amen. And you place yourself there and you begin to pray. And you begin to pray for your family, for your church family. You begin to pray for the things that God has placed in your heart. Amen. You begin to pray for strangers. You begin to pray, hallelujah, for things that are happening across the world. Amen. You just begin to pray and you pray. You build an altar to God because we must, as Christians, we have to pray every day because we need God every day. Amen. If you have a life of prayer, it's going to show in your life. We will see the fruit of the Spirit in your life. When you build altars to God, we're going to see the fruit in your life. Amen. But I'm telling you, God is looking for a church that builds altars to Him every day. Hallelujah. That these altars, hallelujah, will have a well-pleasing aroma unto His nostrils. Amen. So we got to make it a habit to build altars to God every day, whatever that may be. An altar of adoration, an altar of worship, an altar of communication, an altar of prayer, whatever that is, whatever God places in your heart to do, do it. Amen. I've been building the altar of, like I said, of adoration for the past few days. It's just the same song. I'm just singing it and singing it and singing it. God is doing something in the inside of me. As I'm singing, God is doing something in the inside of me. God has made me some awesome promises. God is doing something. So just if God plays a word or a song or some lyrics, just keep saying it. Keep singing it. If God pressed on your heart to pray for an individual, make room. Make sacrifice a little time of your day. Make that altar, build it around to God, and place yourself and just pray for that individual. Amen. Sometimes God has placed in my heart, you know what? You need to do an altar of communion to me. And sometimes I've taken communion for other people. So I have to build an altar to God for communion. For others, because I'm standing in the gap. I'm interceding for others. So God has called me to do that. I asked you again, what altars are you building to God on a daily basis? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
There's no altar without an offering. You got to offer something up to God in order to have an altar. What are you offering to God daily? Let's turn to the book of Romans 12:1. Chapter 12, verse 1. The book of Romans. Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. Here, Paul is talking to the Romans here. Amen. But he's talking to believers because in the first 11 chapters, we see, you know, Paul's talking about salvation. Amen. He's talking about, you know, it speaks about, you know, your old life, the new life, you're dead to sin. Amen. You've been co-crucified with Christ. Yeah, Paul speaks about salvation here. Amen. But But after salvation, what are you doing? We all been saved. So then what? So Paul is saying, you know, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice. What is presenting your body as a living sacrifice? It's presenting yourself to God. Lord, what would you have me to do? What can I do that it will be well pleasing to you? What can I offer to you that you will accept? Amen. It's putting yourself here in the back and then now thinking of others, just like Jesus did. Jesus always put others before him. He did for others. He taught, he preached, he healed, he took care of others. Amen. So what are you presenting to God daily? How are you a living sacrifice to the Lord? Amen. You have to bring something to God on a daily basis. Amen. You gotta, you know, Christians, we gotta pick up our crosses. Amen. You gotta pick up your cross. You have to be dead to sin. The word of God says, you know, we were dead to sin with Christ. Amen. Sin, he did away with sin. Now we're dead to sin. We have dominion over sin. We have dominion and power over the things that tried to hold us back in the past. But now we have become consecrated by the power of God, by the power of his word. And now today we're living a consecrated life via the Holy Spirit. God changed your life. He gave you a brand new life. So your life now, God expects your life to be a living sacrifice. In other words, you know, how do we sacrifice? Lord, you know what? It's no longer about me. It's about you, God. What is it that you would want me to do today? What is it that I should be doing today? God, I know the promises that you made me, and I'm walking towards them. But God, what can I present to you? What can I offer to you? But for one, you got to offer your life to God, because it's no longer about you. So it's about God now. Amen. God has to take first place in your life. Idols cannot take the place of God. Sometimes we have placed our work before God. Sometimes we work on Sundays when we should be in church hearing the word. Sometimes we work overtime. I know, because I've done it. We work overtime, maybe 10 hours a day, 12 hours a day. Amen. And then we sacrifice our time of prayer with God. Amen. So what is it? What altars are you building around your life today? God already has consecrated your life, but now you have to keep it consecrated. You got to continue to walk in holiness. So what kind of altars are you building throughout the week, Monday through Sunday, that will keep your body consecrated at all times and keep you walking in his holiness? Not your holiness, it's his holiness. Not in perfection. In his holiness. What are we doing? What are you doing? That's a question for you to answer, for you to ponder. Amen. And whatever sacrifice, whatever altar that you're doing, that you're building around God, amen, it has to be well pleasing. Any altar that is not associated with God, is not of God. I hate to say it, it's not of God. And you will suffer the consequences of those altars that you're building that are not grounded on the cornerstone, on the chief cornerstone, which is Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So the offering that you bring to God on a daily basis, whatever it is, that altar that you make to the Lord, that offering that you bring to God, it has to be pleasing to him. He has to be in agreement with it. Amen. Hallelujah. and it has to be consecrated to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, the best offering that we have in our life is Jesus Christ. He's the best offering at the altar. He's the main offering of the altar of God. It's an altar that we know about. It's an altar that replaced our life. Amen. He paid it all for us. Amen. And when we build the altars, we have to first give thanks to God for everything he's done in our life. Amen. We got to make a pact with God. He's made a promise with you, and he gave a promise to you, and he's making promises to you every day. It's in his word. His word are full of promises. Amen. And we have to be grateful and thankful. Thank you, Lord, for your word, because your word is giving me liberty right now. Your word is just giving me this peace that I don't understand, Lord, but your promises that you've made me and the word has given me this peace, Lord God. When I surround myself in that altar to God, I am at peace. I am at peace. I'm in the fire of the Holy Spirit, but I'm at peace because I'm surrounded by God. I'm surrounded by his love. I'm surrounded by his presence.
Amen.
So every day I'm going to give my life to God, and it's going to be a holy living sacrifice. Every day I place myself in the sight of the Lord. I said, Lord, what would you have me to do today, Lord? Where do you want to use me? God wants to use us as a vessel of honor. God wants to use all of us as vessels of honor. God wants to speak to you. God wants to be intimate with you. But in order to do that, you need to be in his presence. You need to know, if you want to know what God has in store for you, if you want to know the purposes of God for your life, because God is not done with none of us yet. Amen. You're still breathing. God is not done with you yet. You want to know the purposes? Build an altar to God. Get in that altar. Amen. And just press on towards Jesus. Amen. Because he is the author and finisher of your faith. God knows your tomorrow. You don't, but he does. Amen. And if he's made a promise to you, he's going to fulfill it, church. He's going to fulfill it. It may not be on your timetable, but God is going to fulfill the promise that he's made you. Amen. And let me tell you something. The altar is always on fire. That altar that you have in your heart is always on fire, because the fire of the Holy Spirit is living in the inside of you. The Lord Jesus, he's the light. That light, that fire will never go out, because you have the Lord with you. The Lord is living and residing and dwelling in you. That fire will never, ever lose its fire. It will never lose its light. That fire will never go out. Jesus' offering will never go out. Amen. In your life, he's there to stay and to remain. So in that altar, you got to leave all your hangups in that altar. You got to leave all your weaknesses in that altar. You got to leave all depression in that altar. You got to leave all thoughts that are not of God in that altar. You got to leave all your past behind in that altar. Amen. Because your past doesn't designate what your future is going to look like. Your past doesn't define who you are today in Christ. Amen. So in that altar to God, you got to leave everything that had held you bound in the past, leave it all at the altar. All your bad habits, leave it at the altar of God. Amen. And give it all to him, because God can surely change you. And he has. He has set you apart. He has consecrated you. Amen. You're no longer like the world. Amen. Your mind is being renewed every day by the power of God, because that's what 12:2 says, not to be conformed. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Are you in God's perfect will? And if you're not sure, build an altar to God and get in there. Amen. Get in there. and talk to God, commune with God, and anything that the enemy tries to mix you up with or bring confusion, none of that is of God. You got to leave it at the feet of the Lord. You got to leave it in the altar. It has to burn out of your life. All that has to burn out. Your past, your bondages, your habits, bad. And I'm talking about bad habits. I'm not talking about good habits. All of us have good habits. Amen. All of us have good habits. Habits that are well-pleasing to God. All of us have them. But there's sometimes things try to creep in and try to disturb your life and try to steal your joy, try to steal your peace, try to even steal your healing. Amen. The lies from the enemy. You know, there's things that disturb your life. And God is saying to you today, build me an altar. There is power in the altar to God. There is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. Without the altar, there's no presence. Without the altar, there's no fire. Without the altar, there's no miracles. Amen. Build an altar to God and watch and see what I will do in your life. Amen. I have set you apart for such a time as this. Do not take your days for granted. Amen. Because tomorrow is not promised. God wants to use us today. Today. Amen. Maybe he wants to use you today to set somebody else free, to encourage somebody, to edify somebody. It could be a family member or even yourself. In that altar, you will be encouraged. In that altar, you will be transformed. In that altar, you'll be edified. In that altar, you will become strong. Because the Lord says, in your weakness, I make myself strong in you. You want to get stronger? Get into that altar. Build an altar. Place yourself in there. Offer your life to Christ, because it's no longer about you. You were bought with a price. God paid for your life. Amen. God paid for your children's life. God paid it all at the cross. Now it's for us to build an altar and be grateful to God and thank him and thank him for his promises. Amen. Because they are yes and amen. God does not change. He changes not, says the word. But we have to build an altar to God. We got to sacrifice something, and sacrifice will cost you. But obedience is better than sacrifice. And the sacrifices that we're making today is for rewards. Amen. You're going to find joy in those sacrifices. You may not see it right away, but you certainly will see it then. Amen. You will see it maybe a week after. Maybe God is telling you, plant some seeds, and you may be seeing the fruit of those seeds in days, in a week, in months. I don't know how God is going to use you, but if we get into that altar, if we get into that altar of prayer, amen, that make that altar in our hearts, amen, God is there to meet you. God is there to make a pact with you. God is there to remind you of the promises that he made to you, amen, and you're going to come out a better person. You're going to come out of that altar a better person. And every day it gets better than the last. That's why every day you got to build an altar to God, because every day you become better and better. And our walk with Christ is that we do not be conformed to the ways of the world, but that we be transformed by the renewing of our minds, because every day we got to renew our minds, because every day the enemy tries to attack. Because as long as you're walking with God, he's going to do something. He's going to try to come against you. But if God is for you, who can be against you in the name of Jesus? Amen. Amen. Christ Amen. Is always for you, never against you. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you got to build an altar so you could be strong in the Lord. We need strength in the Lord. We need strength in the Lord. Hallelujah. Build an altar and get up and move. Amen. Because it is within the altar that God is going to make the impossible possible. It is within that altar that God is going to do the above and beyond. It is in that altar that God is going to speak to you. It is in that altar that God is going to show you how he's going to lift you up. He's going to show you, hallelujah, how he's going to multiply you. Amen. He's going to show you the salvation of others. It's in that altar that you're going to be picked up by the Lord. Hallelujah. And he's going to tell you, go and move on. I am with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. The Lord God is with you. He's with you every day. Amen. But in that altar, you become strengthened. In that altar, there's such a joy. There's such a peace that you can face every day with gladness, with joy, in peace, knowing that the Lord has your back, knowing that the Lord is with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in that altar, church, you will prosper. You will prosper. Amen. Hallelujah. It's just like the word says in the third book of John. That's my closing verse. Beloved, I pray, amen, that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. Amen. But you gotta be connected to God every day. Build that altar. Build it around your heart. Amen. Know that the fire of the Lord is a consuming fire, and it will never go out. There's an altar of promise that the Lord has made on your life. Believe it. It's gonna come to pass. Keep walking towards it. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Gaze your eyes on him, because he is truly the author and finisher of your faith, and God will never fail you, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You're blessed, church.
Amen. Amen.
You're blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.